Mark and I like art. We may not always understand it, but we like and can appreciate it.
The problem, though, is that art and radio, not always a great combination. You know, art is so often a visual medium, and radio is, well, not.
But two Valley exhibits are basically tailor-made for radio, one at the Phoenix Art Museum, one at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art, or SMOCA, and we're going to visit both, starting at the Phoenix Art Museum. Except for footsteps and whispering and the occasional school field trip, the Phoenix Art Museum is a fairly quiet place. But the exhibit called See, Hear, Feel is changing that a bit. You might be surprised that the featured art form is photography. The artists are Christopher Churchill and Deborah Bloomfield. Jim Ballinger is the museum's director.
We're really kind of helping them challenge the boundaries, if you will, of photography, in that both are integrating sound into their, not the specific individual works, but into their installations. So in the case of Mr. Churchill, where he's photographing figures, he, on different wands, there's several pieces of his works. When you pick them up, you may hear the person who's pictured talking to you about themselves, a little bit about what's going on in the picture, and it instantly changes the way you interact with that work of art. Others have sounds of the work going on around them, etc., but they relate very specifically to the image that you're looking at.
Churchill's photos focus on faith with a small f, as Ballinger describes it.
This work by Christopher Churchill of John Wells, who's a truck driver up in Idaho. But these photographs, they have in common people's faith. And I'll use that as a small f, faith. Some is about religious faith, some is about other spiritual faith, other just faith in a system, faith in kind of life. You have a gentleman standing with a hat, plaid shirt, cowboy boots, you know, against his truck. Well, all of a sudden now you're hearing sounds of hitting off the metal, and all of a sudden it brings it more alive.
Could you and Andy compare him?
He's a winner. her son was the pilot instructor. I'll take some more of that lemonade down there.
One photo that stands out to Ballinger shows a unique view of the Grand Canyon. It's similar to what you might see in Arrows on a Highways magazine. It, though, feels especially different because, strangely, it's silent.
So here's part of my fun about the experimentation of the show. When you have a piece where the person's telling about the photograph, you tend to want to go there. So I'm wondering if Mr. Churchill hasn't played down the marvelous aspects of this great photograph of Grand Canyon, because it's like, well, where's the sound? Where's the sound? Because you want to be informed. And I don't think it's visitors being lazy to have the artist talk over their head. I think that it really does, as you read one picture just by itself versus listening to another, all of a sudden you step by, we watch people, they start gravitating a little bit to where the sound is, because there's a curiosity factor, particularly where we have a handset on the wall.
Do you want to do more with sound going forward with more exhibits?
Well, yeah, I mean, we would certainly do that. But in the last year, if you read the national press, you see that there's a lot of now that are almost taking this the other way, that the sound artists have let go of the visual side, and you're starting to see sound works right now at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art. There are pieces up that deal with the senses and just total sound installations that you're seeing in, quote, what used to be called visual arts institutions. So the idea of art is shifting here in the 21st century.
Phoenix Art Museum Director Jim Ballinger walking me through the See, Hear, Feel exhibit.
Jim Ballinger referred to the exhibit at SMOCA. It's called The Five Senses, and you hear it and see, smell, and feel it right away. The taste comes a little later. There are five pieces that make up the exhibit, but don't buttonhole any one of them into a particular sense. Some touch more than one, like Janet Cardiff's The 40-Part Motet, which you'll hear for the next few minutes. It's made up of 40 speakers in a circle, each playing one part of a piece of 17th century music. Claire Carter is SMOCA's assistant curator.
It was intended to be sung as a celebration. It's a motet, so it's a prayer, and each of the 40 individual singers sings an individual line. And as the composition continues. Singers in different parts of the oval where the circles are, where the speakers are arranged, sing and call in response. And the sound seems as though it swirls through the room as one speaker in a certain part of the area begins to sing and then another in another area.
You also have, for lack of a better word, an orange pyramid, literally a pyramid made out of oranges as part of this exhibit.
So usually you go into an art museum and you're not allowed to touch and you're not allowed to take things with you and you're definitely not allowed to eat them. But the artist arranged this artwork so that you could do all of those things.
Do you find that people, when they come to see it, do they actually take oranges? I mean, are they hesitant about like reaching out and grabbing a piece of art and taking it with them?
We find that children are definitely not afraid. This is one thing about the exhibition, which is that children intuitively understand the artwork. They don't get, they don't let their intellectual ideas about what an art museum means get in the way of them experiencing it. Their parents, on the other hand, get nervous and don't want their children to touch it. And part of the artwork is intended to be that negotiation between the person trying to understand what conventions they can break.
There's also a piece in which the artist set up 44 box fans in a semicircle. The wind that blows on the visitor is meant to recreate Walden Pond of Thoreau fame. And there's a 16-foot high piece suspended from the ceiling filled with spices. The fifth piece is set apart from the rest. It's kind of like an indoor rainforest. Again, Claire Carter.
We have a very dark room. You turn down two corridors and your eyes adjust to the darkness, and you step into a room where there is a veil of water across the room and one single light, and it's a beautiful rainbow, and it's completely startling because your eyes are adjusting so quickly to the light, and you're allowed to walk into the room, experience the rainbow, experience the water. It's not just visual, you also feel the touch of the water, the smell of the water changes the experience, the temperature changes, the humidity.
As you pointed out to me as we were standing looking at that piece, so many of these pieces are not just one sense. The water, you can feel it, you can see the rainbow in it, you can feel it when it touches you. With the oranges, you can look at them, you can smell them, you can taste them. So many of these pieces aren't just one particular scent.
Exactly. And in the writing about the exhibition, that became so clear. And I spent a lot of time looking at scientific research around sensory experience, and it's very clear to us that we are unable to distinguish our senses in this very elementary way that we describe to children as the five senses. And I hope that when people come in and experience the artwork, they will realize that it's a full body experience and that those things are made more powerful, the visuals made more powerful when you can see it or smell it.
The Five Senses will be at the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art until May 4th.
See, Hear, Feel will be at the Phoenix Art Museum through March 23rd.